With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Arsenal 4, Leeds United 0. Just what Arsenal needed. A thumping win, clean sheet, goal scorers back in form, a fantastic performance from Arsenal. Plenty to talk about. This is the Real Arsenal Deal podcast. Hello and welcome back to The Real Arsenal Deal. Rav here, as always, your host. How is everyone today? I'm recording this first thing Sunday morning here on a chilly, windy Melbourne morning, Australian time. And look, it's a great morning to be an Arsenal fan. 7 points clear now, thanks to this fantastic win. I think coming into this weekend, if you said to Arsenal fans globally, and even the players, what are we looking for from this weekend in terms of a response to last week's result against United? I think many of us would have been had similar thoughts that we wanted a really comprehensive showing. We wanted to see that intensity back, that edge back. We would love a clean sheet because it's just all of a sudden, it's just crept into Arsenal's game lately, this last 4 to 6 weeks, that we have been leaking goals and some uncharacteristic, unusual goals. And also, many of us would have said that we'd like to see something different in Arsenal's setup, our attack. Maybe we were getting a bit predictable. It probably was time for a change in midfield, maybe a different shape or different personnel. Havertz started this one. We've got Gyökeres in goal-scoring form, Jesus off the bench scoring a goal as well. So if you offered all those things to Arsenal fans, I think collectively we would have absolutely bitten your hand off. We would have absolutely taken it. And that's what we delivered. Unfortunate downside, though, slight downside, is another warm-up injury. How many of them have we had this season? I don't recall this sort of happening before, but Saka's injured, described as a niggle by Arteta post-match. Look, I haven't seen too much post-match, so please correct me if I'm wrong, but there's no indication yet. Is it a muscle injury? Is it a hamstring or something? I think if you're a worrier like me, that's where my mind immediately goes to. Not another hamstring for Saka. But look, all in all, we built this squad for a reason. We've got the array of options. We've got such a deep bench now and a deep squad to cater for these situations that that football throws at you. So all in all, this was a hell of a result from us. So it's just literally what we needed, I feel. Especially being away on the road, you could just dial that temperature down. I know there's question marks about the atmosphere at the Emirates and all that sort of stuff. It was just an excellent, excellent response from Arsenal. Just what I was looking for. So I'm going to talk about selection and the opening half, the second half, the goal scorers, and some general match comments. But I think I'll just go back to what I said earlier about intensity. What I really noticed, and maybe many of you did as well, is that that edge was missing against Manchester United. It was very strange to describe because Arsenal just drifted in that match too often. And I know there's a whole discussion about how long we take to take a throw in or take a free kick and that sort of stuff. And it wasn't just about that. Against Manchester United, we just seemed to sort of labor our way through the match. There was just very slow. It was just very unusual. Like you were waiting for a spark. You were waiting for a moment to just sort of ignite the players and say, okay, now let's absolutely go for it. And it was just a very odd match. I mean, there's no other way to really describe it. And I can understand that it's raised a lot of question marks afterwards, but this was completely different from the opening. Like we just looked on it. And the players played with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder as well. I don't know if there's a better way to describe that right now. I'll try and think of better descriptive words, but you could just see it. You saw it in the likes of Rice. You saw it when Zubimendi scored, actually, that you could just see in his body language, his relief. It was just like, yes, that's it. That's more like it. That's what we want. And it was just a real palate cleanser of a performance. And look, I think Leeds is a tough place to go. I mean, they're a club I remember from way back in the many decades I've watched Premier League football. It's never been an easy place to go. I always remember that match when they came to, well, back then it was Highbury, so late in the season, it was 2003, and the title was in Arsenal's hands, and unfortunately we stumbled in those last few moments. Harry Kewell, Mark Viduka, I mean, there's a huge Australian Leeds following, you know, because of those two players. And the amount of times I saw that replayed on news coverage and spoken about it at work and on the trains and just in my friendship social circles, I always remember that. I'll always remember that time Leeds came and basically, you know, spoiled the title for Arsenal that season. So sometimes these things live long in the memory. Leeds was a tough match to go to, and this is an excellent result. I'm just trying to emphasize that point. It's just what we wanted. Now, we're playing first this time. The last few matches, City have played first, and they've closed the gap or they've drawn, and there's been an opportunity for Arsenal to go and extend, and we haven't quite been able to do that against like the likes of Forest and Liverpool going back a few matches. This was different, but I felt this was a welcome change for Arsenal, is that it was in our hand. We could just go and do our thing first and then let City sit on this result for 24 hours. They're away to Tottenham. I can't expect too much out of them, but you know what? Football's just got those weird quirks sometimes. City, for some reason, they always seem to struggle away at Tottenham Stadium, you know, except for a couple of seasons ago when it was different. And we could have done with a draw then. But look, at least we've done our thing. We've done the job. We've got put 3 points on the board. And it's over to City to respond now. So it's over to you. So we've got the business done. All you can do is really focus on yourself, what is in our control, what we can do and we can perform to the levels we're capable of. And I still remain confident, steadfast in this. That Arsenal will win this title. It's in our hands. It's all in our heads as well. We must maintain composure. We must maintain focus. Don't get distracted by all the noise. You've seen a lot of references to that, even in Arteta's press conference and Rice post-match. They're aware of the external noise. We can just dial all that down, focus on the job, and just pile the points on the board. And it's up to others to respond. They're the chasers. So selection was mostly as expected, I would have thought, after the Champions League match against Kairat. A number of first-teamers came back in. I didn't think there'd be any question mark really about Saliba or Timber. I think they completely were out of the match day squad against Kairat for this very reason, just to give them a full rest, full respite, have them back in the lineup come the weekend. Raya back in goal, of course. It looks like, you know, Calafiori we've got to be careful with because he's someone we want to manage minutes. So I'm glad we didn't thrust him back in for two back-to-back starts. Incapier started at left back, Zubimendi and Rice in midfield. Now, this is the big talking point as well. And I know I'm not trying to, I don't want to add more fuel to the fire to the Odegaard conversation. Clearly, he's not at the peak of his powers, and he hasn't been performing at the levels that we associate with him for the last few weeks. I think it was time for a change. I didn't think Havertz would be able to start two matches in 3 days, actually, just as I mentioned with Calafiori. He's someone else that we really, really need to manage. But, you know, Kai Havertz, he does so much for this team. He's so heavily involved. Him as that second striker or playing high up in midfield, it's something we haven't really had the benefit of seeing. And maybe in this match, you know, we're still trying to work things out too, right? He's forging a brand new relationship with Gyökeres as well here. Maybe this match they play too close to each other. Maybe they were occupying similar spaces. I don't know. It's something that's just, it's a work in progress. And it's hard to be too critical, right, about a match that you've won 4-0. So I don't want to sound like I'm complaining either. But Havertz starting was great to see. It was just great that Mikel now just has that ability just to recognize that, yeah, look, you know, we know how integral Odegaard is. We know he's the captain. We don't want to add to the narrative, oh, that, you know, he's been dropped or anything. It's not even about that. We've got such a deep squad, right? There's roles, there's minutes for everyone, whether you start or you come on as a substitute, or he'll probably start again midweek against Chelsea in the EFL Cup. So I don't think it's as drastic as some maybe would pretend it is. So it was great to see Havertz start. I thought if it wasn't Havertz, maybe Mikel Merino, someone that I do want to see more of in the final third. Either way, it was just great to see that we've made a change there. Saka, I've already mentioned, was due to start, but Madueke stepped in. I thought Madueke was very, very lively in that first half. He's another one who would be aware of the noise. You know, we've all seen that those stats circulating about the goals and assists drying up from our forward contingent. So the players are aware of that, right? And they want to respond in the best way possible. At some point, you do start to take these things quite seriously. It can sting. You can look at these stats and think, no, hang on. I know what I'm capable of. We know what we're capable of. Let's go out there and show that we can do it. And what I really noticed with Matt Awake compared to earlier in the season is that his crossing has really, really improved, especially from corners. We haven't lost too much in that regard in terms of Saka being not taking those corners from that side. Like Matt Awake has got quite a lethal whip on him in those in-swingers. And, you know, it was fruitful this match. He doesn't get credited with it with an assist because it's an own goal. But I think that that panic is caused at the very fact that I think it was Calvert-Lewin who then got in the way of Leeds' goalkeeper, and they sort of fumbled and stumbled, and the ball ended up being whacked into their own net for another own goal. Top scorer now, actually, joint top scorer own goal for Arsenal in the Premier League. But I think it comes from the quality of the delivery. And the opening goal as well was another lovely cross into to Zubimendi. And with that sort of whip and pace on it, all Zubimendi has to do is time his leap, get good contact on him, get good purchase, and it's a goal. And look, fantastic. It's great for Matt Awake to have now some assists to go into his tally because, yeah, as I said before, he would be taking it personally. And he doesn't quite have that final ball polish in terms of his shooting yet. And we saw that against Kairat as well. And he's got himself into excellent positions. He's dribbling, he's intent, he's attacking play. He's a real handful for fullbacks with his pace, acceleration. Just doesn't have that final polish yet. But, you know, hopefully we've seen it in front of our eyes. Hopefully we've seen it develop as the season goes on. I thought we handled the opening 10, 12 minutes quite well. We always knew Leeds were going to come out. I mean, it's a home match, you know, boisterous crowd. We knew all that sort of stuff. So we were able to just take the sting out of the match. We worked our way into, prior to our first goal, I think it was about 25, 26 minutes. We'd had a very, very good spell, a very good period. Number of chances sort of been opened up. And yeah, I've already mentioned the goal has come through from that Zubimendi header. Great celebrations for him. You could see some palpable relief from him. It was on his face. We've then gone 2-0 ahead. Probably could have had more. And again, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining too much because when you win 4-0, keep a clean sheet, there's not really too much to bang on about in that regard. But I do still feel that Arsenal have left a couple of goals out on the table, and the players won't need, you know, to be told that. I mean, there was that ball in the second half played into Gyökeres. I mean, what a fantastic little dink around the corner it was from Trossard. It was just beautifully timed and weighted, and it was anticipated well, but by Gyökeres. You know, he timed his run. He wasn't offside. He just got that yard ahead of his defender, and that's the type of thing that we know he can thrive in. We've all seen those compilations from his time in Portugal. And just unfortunately just took one touch too many, I feel. If he'd cracked that shot in from just outside the box like he has in Europe a few times. I mean, he scored one similar just a few days ago against Kairat. So unfortunately just took one too many touches. And look, you can also credit the defender. Defender closed him down well and got a block on it. But just one of those little half moments that does sort of plague, I guess when I say plague, maybe that's too harsh of a word, but those question marks do seem to follow Gyökeres. And again, without trying to add too much fuel to that fire, to that conversation, I'm largely at peace with it, as I've said. I think I've said that many, many times as well, because the striker market, it just isn't quite what we may think it is. When you look across the entire market, across Europe, there really isn't standout players. I mean, aside from Ekitike, who Arsenal were never really in for. There's probably a different conversation there around, you know, maybe why. Like, why weren't we in that conversation? But when you look at the money paid, I mean, just £50 million is like a starting point now for a Premier League Cup to buy someone. And Arsenal's system, I know stylistically that Gyökeres may not be the most suitable, but Arsenal's systems, that we find different avenues to go. We find different ways. We're not heavily reliant upon one out-and-out centre forward, you know, scoring 20, 25 goals to win this major trophy. So look, I'm okay with it. What I do want to see, though, is that he continued to present himself, and he has been. He was against Kairat. He probably should have had three, maybe four goals against Kairat and a couple more here, but eventually he gets his goal. And look, it's excellent play from Martinelli here. It really was. What I liked is the risk-taking, is that we've played that ball into Martinelli, allowed him some space to charge in. He gets there first, nicks it past his fullback. Then he's got space to operate in, cuts inside. And again, it's something different that you see a right footer on the right wing cut inside to his left. it's very, very different because so often, you know, Arsenal are used to that inverted style of play. We have a right-footed winger on the left-hand side cutting in. We have usually Saka on the right-hand side, left-footer or Madueke cutting into their left. So it's just something different. So the defender didn't know, is Martinelli keep going to go around the byline or is he going to cut inside? It's just great to have that weapons up our sleeve. And it was a lovely cross whipped in with real pace. Jokeres, he's been pulled down, by the way. He's been absolutely pulled down. For me, it was a foul. If he'd missed that shot or if it didn't reach him, it should have been a foul. But whether we get a penalty or not is a whole nother conversation right in the Premier League. And I don't want to make it about the officiating. But he got in front. Got his foot to it or his shin and goal 3-0. And you saw the celebration again. Like it meant so much. And I love how enthusiastically the players celebrate around him. You can see it on Jokeres' face too. He needed that just to silence that noise, even temporarily, just to get that open play goal, just to get on the score sheet as well with the chances that that he's had throughout the match and throughout the week. It was a huge moment, fantastic moment. And by that point, the game was truly done. So at this stage of the game now, we've been able to utilize our bench. We've ended up making all five of our substitutions across 20, 25 minutes. Good to see Calafiori come on. Was it an injury to Madueke? I can't remember exactly. I must say, by this point, I was a bit bleary-eyed too. It was a 2 a.m. kickoff here at Melbourne Australian Times. So I was starting to drift a little bit. It looked to me like he had a slight limp coming off. I haven't seen anything confirmed in that regard. Odegaard, I thought, was very, very good coming off the bench in a different style of role for him. It's not too often that he's been impacting from the bench. So I think he handled it very well. I think he responded very, very well. He ended up getting an assist for that Gabriel Jesus goal, which was fantastic, by the way. I want to give that its own proper segment because he's for such a smaller type of profile of centre forward, he sure does pack in the punch. He has a lot of strength on him. He has a low centre of gravity, the way he's able to body off, hold off his defender. His feet are so tricky as well, so nifty, and the way he's been able to twist, turn, and get that shot away. It was a fantastic goal. And it's just that perpetual discussion around Gabriel Jesus. Sometimes he does such a skill, like a work of art, like a goal like that. And you think, wow, if only he could do that all the time. But then some other more presentable chances, he can't quite find the end product. It's just one of those things that just comes with the nature of Jesus. And then also later in the game, it was also nice to see Eze being brought on the left wing, which I don't recall the last time he played there. Has he? Someone please correct me if I'm wrong. Has he played there since that that match against Villa away when he was largely, I guess he was largely at fault for their goal to cash. I don't think he's played there on the left since, but it was nice to see, even just a little snippet of it for the closing 10, 12 minutes. It's nice to see him back in the framework for that because he's a real handful coming in off the left. That's something else I'd like to see more of. So then the last few minutes, there were still some chances, even though that we knew the result was inevitable. There was a header to Timber as well he probably should have done better with. Gabriel found himself, you know, in space in the box as well. So look, again, without trying to complain about a 4-0 victory, there were some still opportunities for Arsenal to really, really press their advantage further. But look, overall, I'm not gonna give too much more airtime to that. What we wanted to see, we got. And I think it's a tremendous, tremendous result for Arsenal, a real test of character, and we've absolutely responded. And hopefully we've provided that type of reassurance across to there is still that segment of the fan base that doubts the team, that doubts our mentality. Hopefully we've been able to respond and put some reassurance back into those narratives. And actually, I should mention one last thing as well about the match. There was this random moment from a tussle at a corner where the Leeds player, I forgot his name, but he's got his arm around almost in a semi-headlock over Calafiori. And just out of nowhere, there was just almost this little sort of push and shove match. It was just bizarre viewing because, like, what's this bloke doing? He's basically got his arm around Calafiori. You think he's not going to respond just to sort of shrug him off. But I think that's one of those things where it's like frustration. You've been holding it together for 85, 90 minutes, right? You've been absolutely outplayed off the park. And it was just a random little fight that came seemingly out of nowhere. But overall, 4-0, some great post-match scenes as well. The players, they knew, the away fans, you know, serenaded them accordingly, and it's an excellent result for Arsenal. So I'm going to wrap this one up. It's getting quite windy out here now, actually. And look, just a thank you to everyone. A few days ago, my podcast turned 1 year old. Yes, that's my first birthday in that respect of the Real Arsenal Deal. 12 months has gone in a blink. It goes by so fast. If you've been with me from the start, a huge thank you, whether you watch on YouTube or you follow me on Apple or Spotify. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. If you're new to the channel, please consider liking, subscribing, or follow the show on Apple or Spotify. Leave me a 5-star review. It would be tremendous for me. I will keep going. The matches continue coming in thick and fast. In just a few days' time, it'll be the second leg of Arsenal. This time, we're hosting Chelsea in the EFL Cup. We have a one-goal advantage to play with at the Emirates. Hopefully, another resounding performance there. And we're looking at a cup final in a few weeks' time away at Wembley, which will be enormous for the entire club, enormous for the fan base. So I'll be back on then to talk more, another post-match reaction incoming. So thank you to everyone. Enjoy the day. Enjoy this little period. Arsenal are 7 points clear. Let's hope that Spurs can do us a favour, as funny as that sounds. And I'll talk to you all soon. Until then, look after yourselves, check in with your loved ones, and come on, Arsenal.